glad you're here. LSU Sweeta, knowing you're near. So good to see you. Hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Well, here's a thought for you. When you woke up this morning, His mercies were already new for you. Isn't that great? Because I need them. I really do. Hey, happy Thursday. It's one of my favorite days of the entire week. It's a chance for you and I to connect and spend some time together. Here we are, the fifth day of October. I am still kind of just shaking my head thinking, is it really October? It's like when you're on a ride when you're a little kid and say, just somebody stop the ride and take me off. This is too much for me. Time's flying by. It really is. Next thing you know, we're going to see stuff in stores for Christmas. In fact, I bought my wife some mums to put outside, some nice fall-themed mums. And so, we have a nice little display in front of our house. She enjoys doing that type of stuff. And next thing you know, we're going to get ready for Thanksgiving and then Christmas and and then start a brand new year of 2018. Whew, I'll tell you. Hey, good to connect with you today. Are you having yourself a good week? Man, I sure hope you are. I pray that you are. If not, friend, I just encourage you to seek His grace and His comfort and His relief today. Still doing another round of the English conversation classes at the Great News Radio Center from 10 to noon today. You can still be part of that. Great News Radio Center is at Lincoln Square, right across from the food court, Unit 112. We do them in six-week increments, and the current season that we're in ends October 26th, and then we pick back up again on Thursday, November 9th. So if you're interested in becoming maybe an English conversation class teacher or facilitator, visit our website, greatnewsradio.org. Click on About, and there you will find some information about our English conversation classes. Fun time. Lots of great stuff. Fellowship and ministry for sure. Greatnewsradio.org. Click on About. Coming up here in, less than 2 weeks, the United Marriage Encounter Weekend takes place at the Hawthorne Suites in Bloomington. You know, we've partnered with them for several years now, unitedmarriage.org. And if you mention Great News Radio, you get a $20 discount just for mentioning Great News Radio. So that's taking place Friday through Sunday, October 13th through the 15th. For more details, again, visit unitedmarriage.org or by calling 217-355-1030. Well, coming up here in a few moments, we're going to be talking about running the race. Yeah, running the race. So get your running shoes on. Let's let's get our nice workout clothes on, and we're going to be running a race right after this here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how He gave His life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about His groaning, of His precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sin and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior all forever. Well, He sought me and He bought me with His redeeming blood. I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. Well, He sought me and He bought me. Redeeming blood.
Thank you so much for listening to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio. Hope you're having yourself a wonderful week. And I remember when I was in the days when I was younger, the days when I was a little bit slimmer and had a whole lot more hair on my head. I used to run. I used to be part of a running club. Now I look back and thinking myself, like, who runs for fun? I have no idea. But anyways, I remember I was part of a running club, and I remember my very first 5K race. It was I think it's 3.1 miles. It was in Evanston, Illinois. It just right along Lake Michigan. It was a beautiful Sunday morning. I was running for, I think, some type of a cause or so. I don't remember what it was, but it was my first 5K race. So for the first 3 minutes, I'm thinking, this is good. I got a good pace. I loving this. And about that fourth minute, I'm thinking, what am I doing? What in the world am I doing? I remember I was getting so exhausted, like, this was a bad idea. Whose idea was this in the first place? So I'm running, and then I see a lady there. She has a flag in her hand. And I'm thinking, oh, I'm coming to the end. Praise the Lord, right? And I come to the lady, she said, you can do it, you can do it, one more mile. I'm thinking, what are you talking about, one more mile? I'm done. I'll tell you what, Fred, every one of us as children of God, we are called to run a race. I know some of us are thinking, brother, I can barely get up in the morning. My body doesn't move the way it used to. And I'm so glad God's word says, though, our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed, but day by day. And in fact, it's the race of faith. Every Christian is called to be a spiritual athlete. I'm not sure if you are able to, but turn, if you would, to Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. And today we're going to be talking about running the race. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2 says, therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. When the writer of Hebrews wrote this book, they lived in a world that actually was enamored with sports. They had three great events, which is comparable to the Super Bowl. They had the Olympic Games at this time. They had the Isthmian Games, and they had the Pythian Games. And they all happened at different times of the year. And it was pretty big at this time at the writing of Hebrews. And God's Word picks up on that sports theme here and shares that the Christian life is like running a race. Your race, the race that is your spiritual walk with Jesus, it is your race of faith. The race is your Christian walk, your Christian life. And God's word tells us when we are running for Jesus, we need to take off anything that weighs us down. It says in verse 1 of Hebrews chapter 12, let us lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely. I don't know if you ever notice the thing about runners is that they strip down to be as light as possible. They even make running shoes. They just don't put on any old shoes. They put running shoes on, and running shoes, they're durable, but they're also much lighter than the average shoe. I mean, have you ever seen anybody run a marathon in a raincoat carrying a suitcase? Of course not, because it's unnecessary weight, right? Well, when it comes to serving God, friend, when it comes to living your life of faith, when it comes to your spiritual race, we need to make sure we're not getting hindered or tangled in by things that weigh us down. And some of the things that may weigh us down may not be sinful in itself. I mean, it could be a hobby. You collecting stamps can get in the way of you living what God has called you to do. Maybe watching too much TV. Maybe too much Netflix. Maybe your smartphone has gotten in the way, has weighing you down from fully committing your life to Jesus Christ and serving Him and running your race. Maybe it's the time on your computer or laptop. It may not be sinful in itself, but do those things keep you from running your race? Does it weigh you down? If so, verse 1 tells us to lay it aside because it's bogging us down. Good things can become bad things when they keep us from the best things. There's also the sin that weighs us down in our race of faith. It's hard to be running with a raincoat and a suitcase, which is unnecessary weight, but it's even harder to be running with chains and shackles on your feet. Because that's what sin does. I know we snicker at sin. We celebrate sin. I see us sometimes justify our sin, but sin's a big deal, friend. Really, a sin is what put Christ on that cross. Good things can keep us from bad things if they slow you down, but sin just trips you up. Sin will slow you down in your race of faith. I mean, we can't be running the race, the race that God has set before us, and flirting with sin, being entangled with it, running with your raincoat, suitcase on, and expect to be a mighty warrior for the race that has set before you. God's word says, let us lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely. God's word also tells us to run with endurance. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Endurance. We are called to live out our Christian faith, live out our Christian walk, our race of faith, with endurance. In the physical sense, there is no easy way to be an athlete. Do you know what separates a great athlete from a good athlete? Pain. Pain. It's fighting through pain. It's the person who does their sets of lifting their weights and they feel that pain in their muscles and they just want to give up, but they know they got to keep moving forward because that muscle will be flexed and it'll be so much stronger than before. They fight through the pain. They keep moving forward. They keep pushing. They keep progressing. Friend, in our walk with Christ, there will be times where you want to throw in the towel. There are times when you just want to give up. We just want to stay in bed. Pull the blankets over your heads. There are times where we are so hurt by God closing a door of opportunity. There may be times where we are disappointed by God for not answering a prayer request in the way that we had prayed. There are times where we question God's plan for a particular situation. We rather throw in the towel. And some of us are hurting this morning. Some of us have children who have broken our hearts. Some of us have lost our jobs. Some of us went to the doctor and got a bad report. Some of us are hurting because our homes are broken. Some of us are hurting because that loved one wasn't healed the way we had prayed. Some of us are hurting because people at work have been unfair and the promotion that you should have gotten went to somebody else who doesn't deserve it. And let me tell you something. If that's you today, you keep running. You keep running. You keep running with endurance. Continue to trust Him. Continue to serve Him. Continue to fellowship with Him. And continue to run. Continue to run. Continue to run. And when we're running, we ought to look unto Jesus. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. We can only run this race as we look to Jesus and have our eyes locked unto him. He is our focus. He is our inspiration. He is our goal, and he is our example. In 1996, the Olympic Games were in Atlanta, Georgia, and Carrie Strug had the weight of the world on her shoulders. She was part of the American women's gymnastic team, and they were trailing. I forgot who they were playing against, but her first vault didn't go so well. In fact, on her first attempt, she landed in such a way that she had sprained her ankle. And she had one more attempt. I mean, she was in tears. Her ankle was almost broken, in pain, swollen. And she had one more attempt. She was in tears. She was in pain. She was hobbling. You can see this as you're watching this on your television screen. And if her vault went well, her last vault, her one more chance, the American women's gymnastics team would get the gold. But if it didn't go so well, they would lose the gold. And before her last attempt, her coach said, "You can do it, Carrie. You can do it. I believe in you." And as she limped to get ready to do a vault, she could barely move. In fact, she told an interviewer after the vault that all she could do was keep her eyes on her coach. He kept her from focusing on her ankle. She was in pain. She was in tears. But she kept her eye on her coach. Even with the limp, she took off running and did her flip on the vault. She landed on both her feet and earned a high enough score to win the gold. Friend, as we are running this race, as we are walking this Christian walk, as we are running this race of faith, you keep your eyes on Jesus, because he's the author and the perfecter of our faith.
Oh, soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's a light for a look at the Savior, life more abundant and free. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strange with him in the light of his glory and grace. Through death in life everlasting, he passed and we follow him there. Over us and no more have dominion, for more than conquerors we are. Then turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. His grace and his glory. His grace. His word shall not fail you, he promised. Believe him and all will be well. And go to a world that is dying, his perfect salvation to tell. And turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dear in the light of his glory, in the light of his glory and grace.
Yeah, talk about a beautiful song, Jaden Lavick, and Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. Hey friend, I appreciate your fellowship with me today, each and every Thursday as well. Just want to let you know and remind you here at Great News Radio, we are a ministry that is, of course, dependent upon Almighty God, but also dependent upon friends like you who pray for us, who volunteer with us, and financially contribute to this radio ministry. You can write out a special gift here for the month of October to Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois 61843. Or if it's easier for you, you can call in your gift. You can give over the phone at 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777, or by visiting greatnewsradio.org and click on donate. And your gift is 100% tax deductible and 150% appreciated. And from all of us here, thank you for your continued prayers and financial contributions. Well, Mark and Jason going to be spending some time with you for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends tomorrow morning, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus.